two-day Red Cross Bloodmobile event coming up here on the 26th and the 27th. And back to talk about it. The one and only Kathy Carman. How you been?
I've been good, Rich. Thanks.
It has been. We were just talking before we went on that it's been a monster month of Bloodmobiles here in the month of August, hasn't it?
It really has. They've been close in, and we've just needed the units at the end of summer because summer's tough. It's just tough across the board with the blood drives. We don't have the high schools in place, and now we're starting to get them in place, so we're starting to have the drives. Just the need for blood through the summer is just high.
Now, talk about high schools first on that kids. We've talked about this for the last couple of years. Kids can earn some scholarship money if they put these Bloodmobiles together. Is that right?
Right. They actually will get the date set in that way. And then the students actually get, I sit down with them and we do a planning meeting and we go through the packet as far as the goals that we set. And we set them according to kind of their location. You know, we wouldn't put a 50 unit on Southwest, you know, high school, you know, because they can do about 25 to 30. So, but that's still really good for the area. Plus, we've got the drives here in McCook going on, you know. So, but each year we have a new changeover, and we've had a new changeover now because the seniors have graduated. They do their last drive usually May or June, and then we roll into the new school year with new seniors. And a lot of times I have one I'm working with. Sometimes I have two. Sometimes there's a group on it. So it just kind of varies with what we have in the and the interest that they have from the students.
So if any kids, parents listening out there, schools, I'm sure got the information to just go get a hold of you on this.
Yeah. Just give me a shout. You can always reach out to me and stuff. A lot of our schools kind of pick their students and stuff. So if you're in school, maybe visit with your sponsor person, you know, and let them know you might be interested in it. So, and that could be for the future. Right now, I think we're sitting pretty good with our drives and stuff that way. So, but going forward. Definitely, if you're a junior or a sophomore and you're interested, it'd be definitely a good thing to ask about.
2-day Bloodmobile on the 26th and 27th. You hope to get a good crowd for both days.
We really do. We really need to finish up the summer strong. And on our first day, Tuesday, of course, we start at 12:30 and go to 6:30. And Wednesday, then we do 11 to 5. And we are at the 4-H or the community building at the fairgrounds like normal. Yep, we are sitting at about half of what we need right now. I think we're in the 50s on both days, and our goal is 90 on both days. So we have a little stretch to go. My callers have their packets, so you'll be getting your calls. One of the things I got to thinking as I was looking at the caller list, if you jump on, you know, 4 weeks out, you know, if you have an idea, you jump on 4 weeks out, you probably aren't going to get a call from us because you won't be on our list. And if you don't care for those calls, which I know some do, some like them. They're great reminders, you know, and we may even leave a message and just helps you remind to jump on and sign up. And if you can do that, that is great. That saves us having to give you a shout. But if you know you have to move, do, drop off, you know, cancel for some reason, you've got my number. Put it in your phone. It's 308-340-5424. It's my cell. We got rid of our landline, so we're not using that anymore. So if you can't get me there, look at the posters around town because I'm on them. But do reach out to me and tell me. A lot of times I guess there's a text that goes out. And it goes out to all the donors that have appointments coming up. And what it does is then you'll say, no, I can't make it. Well, that doesn't get to me till like later in the next day, and we're already in the middle of the drive, and we've given you a shout because we haven't seen you. So I really appreciate it. A lot are doing that now, and it really helps because it opens up a spot that we can put somebody else in. If they walk in or if they call and go, hey, do you have time? Well, not here, but here. So keeping our schedule is an ever-moving schedule. It's just, you know, you can look at it 1 minute and then five, it's different. So, which is a good thing. If it's loading and loading, that's a good thing. We need probably an easy 100. I've got some power red spots open. I think I have about 15 on both days and I can get up to 24. So I still have a good 10 on both sides, 9 to 10 on that. So if you're interested in power red, you have to be an O nig, A nig, B nig, or an O pause. And right now I know we're asking for a lot more O's right now because of the need has gone through the summer pretty strong that way. So in doing it, if you've ever thought about being a power red, females have to be 5 foot two, weigh 150 pounds or more. And then the iron count, when we check it in histories, that has to be like 13.3. which isn't too far off of the normal with it. And the guys, of course, it's like 120 pounds and 120 pounds. And I don't think there's much of a height. You know, there is a little height on it too, but I think it's like 5'10 or something. And then also the same iron count, the 13.3. And we do that. And I think the coolest thing, and I've got a lot of positive feedback, is that the histories now, we used to have to prick your finger to get the iron count. And now it's a, it's like a little pressure cup around your thumb. And it actually reads the iron count in your body through that without having to stick your finger, which donors are really liking that.
Modern technology.
It is. It is amazing. And you've got the blood pressure cups going. And so it's really, it's a quicker process. So you get through the histories much faster too.
Anything else special about this two-day event?
Oh, you know what? I think it's pretty amazing because I haven't ever had this test done. But Red Cross is offering a $15, $15 gift card of your choice to your merchant of your choice. But then the cool part right now, this whole month of August, that Red Cross is performing a free A1C testing, commonly used for your pre-diabetes and diabetes, on a successful donation. So most everybody gets a successful donation. We've got a great team of staff that really do a great job. But they don't want you to fast before the donation. You need to just eat regular, drink a lot of fluids, eat, you know. But it says one test per 12-month period. So they must be looking at doing more going forward. Mm-hmm. So if you miss this time, but I wouldn't miss. You've got a lot of opportunities yet this month before that drops off. And we did one in March, which was an odd month for us because we're on the evens. And so we didn't get to partake in that March one. But this one is our month. And then I think they're talking about a fall one. And I'm not sure what month yet. I think they maybe mentioned November. I don't know if it's locked down yet, but it will probably be the next one. So they're throwing it out there more for your health too as well. It helps you have an idea where you're at with it. That I thought was pretty cool. So everyone gets that done that can come out and give, and you can be 16 as long as you have a parental consent form. You can go to any of the drives. Well, I say that if you're a first timer too, which at 16 you might be if you haven't already started donating that way, but you need a parental consent form. You can either get a hold of me or you can jump online and go to redcrossblood.org and you can find a lot of information there, but there's also the forms you can fill out for print and fill out.
We always stress that app, that download that they'll give you all your information, won't it?
It really will. It does that, and you can do your rapid pass right there. So then all you bring in to the drive for your ID is that, because mm-hmm. it has a donor card on it, and your rapid pass is all right there. And a lot more donors are seeing that, and we're showing them what's available there. But I think the biggest thing, I've been at a few drives these past week and a half here, and most of them say they just love the fact that they get to hear or see where their blood's going.
Mm-hmm.
Like one said, it went down to Oklahoma. One had mentioned something about Mayo. A couple of mine have gone down to Houston. There's a clinic down there that must need BPAWs because that's what I am, and it's a pretty regular one. But what they do, just so you know and the donors know, is we meet the needs in Nebraska first. Nebraska, and we do a little bit of Iowa, and we do a little bit of Colorado, just the eastern edge. And so we meet those needs first, and then we ship out. So if we have needs in our state, in our area here, we keep the blood. But then after that, we ship it out. If somebody needs it and we're holding it and we don't have a place for it to go, we ship it out to other donation sites or other hospital and clinic sites that use that, the type of blood that we might have in stock.
Eligibility, that's every how many days?
Well, 56.
Okay.
Every 56 days. So if you gave our last one in June, mm-hmm. you'd be eligible for either day. We're not tight this time, so there's a little flexibility there. And with doing that, then our next one will be in October, mm-hmm. you know, so as we finish out the year. But I just wanted to share that. And like I say, if you are a first timer, you've never thought about it, jump online, look at that information. But take a minute and just come out and give it a try. It really is. I mean, I'm up to 20 gallon now. It's just a wonderful thing. It makes you healthier as a person because you're creating and generating new blood. It's thinner in most in our cases where the new blood is thinner as we mature. The blood gets thicker, and mm-hmm. it's harder for the heart to pump. So it's really a good thing to come out. You could have six opportunities on my side of things. We also have the high school that goes here, which is coming up in September. And then tomorrow, we're doing a drive at mm-hmm. McCook Christian Church, and it's kind of like a Holiday Hero scholarship drive. And so anyone can come to that. It's open to all. We really are low on those numbers right now. So, gosh, if you're thinking about it, jump online, sign up. You can do it through the app, sign up. You can give me a call at my number, my 340-5424. And you can even walk in, too. I mean, you can walk in as well. And so those are all ways that you can come in. But we're moving people quickly in and out. So our timeline for being in the blood drive just from start to finish has really been great. Our time, no waits, you know, it's very, very little, if any at all. And we're still getting really close to goal or hitting goals. So it really is, you know, it's a wonderful thing. And I can't imagine us not having blood drives and not having people that want to help others. Mm-hmm. Because your one donation as a whole blood donor is going to help up to three people with the platelets, plasma, and red cells. So, I mean, what better feeling is that than being able to know that you're helping up to three people?
Any questions, more information, give you a call today.
Yep. And my callers are calling. They may leave you a message. And if so, jump online. And if you need to call or talk to them, you can do that or you can call me.
Thank you for coming in. And we'll be sure. Keeping tabs next week with you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Kathy Carman, Red Cross Blood Mobile. Once again, the 26th and 27th at the Red Willow County Fairgrounds Community Building.